Hello everyone, I'm Bowana from University of Melbourne, Australia. Welcome to my presentation. Today I'll talk about the experiment I conducted earlier this year. The title of my experiment is The Effect of Urban Biochar on the Chemical and Physical Properties of Plant Growing Media. So we all know that with the increase in urban population, there is a problem of increasing waste. Traditionally, those wastes were either composted or sent into landfill, which has the disadvantages such as emissions of odor and emissions of gases such as ammonia and nitrous oxide. The alternative way of managing those wastes could be converting those wastes into biochar, which can have obvious benefits such as reducing the volume of the waste, diverting the waste from the landfill, and also long-term carbon sequestration. However, there is a problem of lack of market, partially due to increase in production, the cost of the biochar production, and also due to the transportation issues. One of the likely markets for the biochar could be high-value horticultural industries, such as nursery industry, where biochar can be used as a plant-growing media substrate. PET is one of the commonly used media substrate, and there is issues of sustainability with the harvest and use of the PET. So there is opportunity for biochar to replace PET from the growing media and address that issue. That brings me to my main research question: can biochar successfully replace PET in growing media? I will approach to answer this research question by further answering following questions, mainly effect of biochar on the water holding capacity of media, nutrient release characteristic, and stability of biochar amended media. Little bit introduction of the biochar I'm using in my experiment. It is called urban biochar because it is produced from two main urban wastes, biosolid and green waste. The feedstock consists of 2:1 ratio of biosolid and green waste, which is slowly pyrolyzed at high heating temperature of 650 degrees. Because of the high temperature, it has high surface area and high mesoporosity. It also has moderate cation exchange capacity and high ash content. Furthermore, the analysis of ash content revealed that it is high in inorganic compounds, mainly phosphorus, which I will focus later on. These are the different growing media formulations that I tested in my experiment. The first, I also call them as treatments. The first treatment is the control, which consists of 80% composted pine bark and 20% peat. In the second treatment, peat is completely replaced by biochar, and in the following three treatments, there is progressive replacement of pine bark by biochar onto 100% biochar. To answer the first part of my research question about the effect of biochar on water retention capacity of the treatment, I conducted this experiment where media was incubated in metal cylinders. During the incubation time, wetting drying cycle was introduced by letting the media dry for 3 days and re-wetting to the field capacity. In total, there were 5 sampling time over 150 days. During each sampling time, I sampled 3 treatments of each media, and water retention capacity was measured by using pressure plate. This is the result for water retention capacity of all treatments for day one. We can see that control, which is the dark blue line on the top, performs better than all other treatments at all the suctions. And after 20 kPa, 20% biochar comes closer to the control. This is the result for day 90 and day 150. In both day 90 and day 150, control has advantage over other treatments, especially in the drainable porosity range, which is 0 to 10 kPa. Only after 20 kPa, other biochar amended treatments, mainly 20%, 40%, and 60% biochar, perform similar to the control. So we can see that adding biochar to the media has the advantage only in higher suctions, not in the lower suctions. The mechanism for this could be due to high surface area and high media porosity of urban biochar. To answer the second part of the research question on nutrient release characteristic of growing media treatments, I conducted another experiment where media was incubated in the pots with pore water samplers fitted to them to collect the pore water. Once every fortnight, pore water was collected in total 8 times, and leachate was collected at the end of the experiment in the white containers shown in the picture. Wetting drying cycle was also introduced in this experiment by similarly letting the media dry for 3 days and re-wetting to the field capacity. From the pore water, I measured ammonium, nitrate, and phosphorus, but as the ammonium and nitrate concentration was very low, I'm just presenting the phosphorus result here. So in this graph, I presented phosphorus content in pore water of all the treatments over 90 days. We can see that the control has very low, if any, phosphorus present in the pore water over all the sampling time. And all other biochar amended treatments have consistent amount of phosphorus in the pore water as compared with the total P content of that media. In case of 100% biochar, there is initial flush of phosphorus in the pore water in day 15, which is second sampling day, and after that there is sustained release of phosphorus throughout the sampling time. Now to address the third part of the research question on effect of biochar on the stability of growing media, I'll talk about the results of bulk density and particle size distribution. Bulk density of all the media treatments was measured at the end of the sampling time, after end of each sampling time, by using the volume of the media in the metal cylinders and the oven dry weight. It can be seen from the graph that the bulk density of the biochar amended treatments are fairly stable in bulk density as compared from day 0 to day 190, whereas bulk density of the control has a high fluctuation from the start to the end of the incubation time. Which means that adding biochar to the growing media makes the media more stable or less fluctuation in bulk density. This table here shows the results of particle size distribution of treatments between 0.25 to 2 millimeter. Here I have presented only particle size distribution of this small range of 0.25 to 2 millimeter because this is the particle size which is most important for water retention and gaseous exchange in case of plant growing media. We can see that in 100% biochar B100, there is highest percentage of particle in this desirable range, both before and after the incubation. And also there is minimum physical breakdown of particles in the biochar amended media, whereas in the control there is less percentage of particle in the desirable range, and also the total particle size analysis revealed that there is highest breakdown of particles in control when compared from before to after. So to conclude with, based on the experiment I conducted, I found that urban biochar has greater water retention at higher macric potential, especially after 20 kPa. Urban biochar stabilizes the bulk density and also reduces the physical breakdown of the particles, so increases the stability of media. Urban biochar can also be a source of phosphorus, and it has sustained phosphorus release. Based on all of this result, I conclude that the recommended rate of the application of biochar is 60%. Thank you.
Yeah, we've got time for 3 questions.
So, I was wondering that the phosphorus was released from biochar. Is it from biochar itself, or do you have any other explanation?
The phosphorus content of the other substrate, which is pine bark and peat, was quite low.
In the microphone.
The phosphorus content of the pine bark and peat, which is the other substrate in the mix, is quite low. So, and also the phosphorus content of the biochar when measured separately was very high, mainly because of the ash content of the phosphorus. So that is the assumption that the phosphorus, which is in the pore water, came from the biochar. And also the amount of phosphorus in the pore water, if we see in the treatment, get reduced as we reduce the percentage of biochar. So it's quite consistent.
So as long as ash content increases, phosphorus?
Yeah, because the biochar, this is biochar made from the biosolid, which has high phosphorus in it.
Okay. More questions?
Could you tell me how you measure pore water?
Pore water?
Yeah.
I'll take you back to the slide. So in the black pot, there is a small tubing attached to the first 5 centimeter and then with the 10 centimeter.
So these tubing, they have small ceramic surface to collect the water from the pore. And after we fix syringe in this end, we can apply the suction to suck the water from the pore into the syringe. Biochar was produced commercially by Pacific Pyrolysis, which is one of the biggest pyrolysis company in Australia. It is a commercial company, so they produce about 70 tons.